אתם עם SBS בעברית.
Pressure is mounting on the federal government to quickly pass new laws combating anti-Semitism following the deadly Bondi attack. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says he will implement all recommendations of a report by anti-Semitism envoy Gillian Siegel, which was presented to the government earlier this year. They include an aggravated hate speech offence for preachers and leaders who promote violence, and a new regime for listing organisations whose leaders engage in hate speech. Opposition leader Susan Lee is calling for Mr Albanese to recall Parliament to pass the laws without delay.
Of course we will work with the government, but what they have proposed is too little, too late and too long. We don't need a year to look at what is happening on university campuses. We don't need more reviews or more government agencies talking to other government agencies. This has been a mass lethal shooting on Australian soil here, only metres away from where I am standing, and this community and this country is shattered and reeling in shock.
The Prime Minister has said he's prepared to recall Parliament before Christmas, but stressed the laws are complicated and could take time to pass. The government will establish a new gun buyback scheme after 15 people were killed at a Jewish festival at Bondi Beach on Sunday. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says it will be the largest buyback scheme since the Howard government initiated one in 1996 after the Port Arthur massacre, and comes as state and territories move to tighten gun control laws. Mr Albanese says he expects the buyback will take hundreds of thousands of guns off the streets.
We know that one of these terrorists held a firearm licence and had six guns, in spite of living in the middle of Sydney suburbs there at Bonnyrigg. There's no reason why someone in that situation needed that many guns.
The Prime Minister also announced this Sunday, the 21st of December, as a National Day of Reflection to remember the victims of the Bondi mass shooting.
Today I confirm that the Federal and New South Wales governments have declared Sunday, 21st of December, a day of reflection to honour the victims of the horrific terrorist attack at Bondi Beach and to stand in solidarity with the Jewish community. Further, my government and the New South Wales government and other premiers as well will work closely with the Jewish community on arrangements for a national day of mourning to be held in the new year.
In the meantime, as the Albanese government is fast-tracking a suite of legislative reforms aimed at cracking down on hate speech and tightening migration laws to avert individuals with extremist views, the government is also facing pressure to introduce harsher border policies. It has rejected calls for a royal commission, arguing that immediate executive action and enforcement are more urgent than a lengthy public inquiry. Brianna Charles reports.
The political fallout of the Bondi shooting is unfolding. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says the E-Safety Commissioner, the Special Envoy and the Department of Communications will work together to provide online safety advice to address anti-Semitism. He is also announcing the disaster recovery funding arrangements triggered in response to the attack. Mr Albanese says the Attorney General and Minister for Home Affairs will develop a package of legislative reforms to crack down on those who spread hate, division and radicalisation.
The National Security Committee has agreed that changes will include the following 5 points. Agreed changes will include: 1. Aggravated hate speech offence for preachers and leaders who promote violence. Secondly, increase penalties for hate speech promoting violence. Thirdly, making hate an aggravating factor in sentencing crimes for online threats and harassment. Fourthly, developing a regime for listing organisations whose leaders engage in hate speech promoting violence or racial hatred. And fifthly, developing a narrow federal offence for serious vilification based on race and/or advocating racial supremacy.
The Minister for Home Affairs will also have new powers to cancel or reject visas for those who spread hate and division in this country. Chancellor of the University of New South Wales, David Gonski, has agreed to lead a 12-month task force and consult with the envoy on anti-Semitism in education. Earlier this year, the Jewish Council of Australia slammed a new definition of anti-Semitism in universities, warning it would silence legitimate criticism of Israel. Special Envoy Gillian Siegel helped the Group of Eight universities develop the definition, which Universities Australia then adopted. The definition identifies anti-Semitism as discrimination or violence that prevents Jewish people from participating equally in society, while also classifying speech as anti-Semitic if it calls for the elimination of the State of Israel or characterizes Zionism as inherently racist. Former Attorney General and Labor MP Mark Dreyfus says the special envoy's approach to universities needs to be adopted.
What happened on Australian university campuses in early 2024 meant that Jewish students and Jewish staff at Australian universities didn't feel safe. Some universities responded, I think, appropriately. Others did not. They didn't act nearly fast enough, and we need to make sure that never occurs again.
The federal government says it intends to strengthen migration laws to ensure people with anti-Semitic views cannot visit or emigrate to Australia. Assistant Immigration Minister Matt Thistlewaite is using the Bondi attack to institute a range of new migration restrictions. He is confirming the government will release its full response within weeks, signalling a shift towards harsher border policies.
We'll have a look at our migration settings to make sure that they're appropriate and that they can weed out and stop people who have anti-Semitic or racist views that may incite violence into Australia and ensure that people like that can't migrate to our country.
Shadow Attorney General Andrew Wallace argues that Australia's migration laws are already severe enough. He says the government should focus on strict enforcement rather than writing new legislation.
Section 36(1)(c) of the Migration Act enables the government, it enables the Home Affairs Minister to take action now, already, for people who are, he considers, to not be a fit and proper person. So this is not a question so much of the suitability of our current laws. This comes down to a fundamental failure of political action and leadership from the Prime Minister, the Home Affairs Minister, and just about everybody else.
As far as a Royal Commission goes, Mr. Dreyfus says that Royal Commissions are often slow and that Australians want action. This was mirrored by Treasurer Jim Chalmers, who said the government should be focused on investigations and not delayed by a Royal Commission. Mr. Wallace says the Coalition is supportive of a Royal Commission, but it shouldn't come at the cost of present-day enforcement.
The Coalition supports a Royal Commission. We need to get to the bottom of what has gone on here. But, you know, Royal Commissions can take 2.5 years for an outcome. Then there's obviously a period for the government to respond. Australians want action today.
Brianna Charles for SBS News.
You are Wichelom, Australia.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.